Welcome in, fellas. It is trivia night on the channel Tennessee Podcasts. It's one of my favorite nights. I love sports. I love doing sports, but trivia. This podcast is definitely one of my favorite because we just get to goof around the whole time and see who's dumb. So, but yeah, man, welcome in. I'm your host, Randy, alongside Austin Brown and DR Ball.
Yeah, I always like this night, especially because this night really reminds me of like our government with inflation. A lot of times there's just no answers.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's fun, you know, it's just, you don't have to use your brain unless you're doing the questions, and that's just nice, you know. I guess I'm supposed to use my brain, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. But all right, well, let's turn on some some trivia music. Switch the music here. We gotta get in the mood. Austin said he could barely hear the music last time, so I'm gonna turn it up just a little tad bit this time.
You know, I could hear it live, but when I went back and re-listened on Spotify, I couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it at all?
No.
Like, yeah. It was completely silent. Mm-hmm. That's odd. That is odd. But well,
kind of like. Had to like ruin the kind of like I couldn't think with it. It was weird without.
Yeah,
it.
That was the problem.
Yeah, it was a problem. Yeah, definitely. I mean, those answers might have or questions might have had answers. If,
you thinking you
know, there was the, music there?
Not the problem.
I think.
All right. So the rules are simple. I've got five categories of my choosing. I made these questions up on my own. You're going to have 25 seconds to answer each question. At the very end, we will tally up the results and see who is the dumbest of the two. But my categories tonight are... Let me turn this music back on real quick. Hopefully you can hear it on the podcast. But
I can't really hear it now, but...
You can't hear it at all right now.
I hear the like I told you before, I hear that the loudest beat, I can barely hear that, and that's all I hear.
All right.
That's a little better.
Okay. All right. Okay, so my categories today are movies and shows. I've got a mashup category, which is not a category, it's just a bunch of random questions. Sports, geography, and another mashup question. We get this comment on the screen and we will start.
No one wants to hear what you have to say, NBA Young Vol. No, I'm just kidding. You're a very nice person. I didn't mean that, actually. Yeah. Please be my friend. I need friends.
All right, so the first category is movies and shows. Let me get my timer up here and ready. Do this real quick. All right, stopwatch. All right, you have 25 seconds to answer this question. You will have to show your answers on the screen when you are done, so there's no cheating allowed. First question of the night, movies and shows. In what 2004 rom-com filmed in Hawaii starred Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore? You have 25 seconds.
It's The Goat.
Such a great, great movie.
Oh, dude, too. I'm telling you, it's my favorite rom-com. I love that movie.
It is spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm pretty sure. It's weird. It didn't feel like a rom-com to me. I don't know why.
What?
I mean, I guess it is. Yeah, it is.
Rob Snyder's character, that would not happen nowadays. Right, everybody's too sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Time is up. Time is up.
A lot of Snyder stuff. Like, whole world be thankful.
Uh-huh. And what 2004 rom-com filmed in Hawaii starred Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore? Show your answers now. You both said 50 First Dates. That is correct. You both get a point.
Yay!
You don't like Rob Schneider, Austin?
I love Rob Schneider.
Oh, I do too.
Hilarious.
His stand-up's pretty good too.
I mean, I have nothing really I hate about him. It's just like, I don't know. Sometimes he just didn't I don't know. I didn't really care for it sometimes.
Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, was an all-time movie.
That's a huge bitch.
I actually didn't see that. I remember that being a thing, but I didn't see it.
All right. Question number two. In the show Breaking Bad, which hubcap was missing on Walter White's car? On what tire was his hubcap missing the entire show? The timer starts now.
Oh my God.
I'm just guessing. This is the reason why I start doing this. I can't draw. I can't write.
All right. Time is up. Your 25 seconds is up. In the show Breaking Bad, which hubcap was missing on Walter White's car? Show your answers now. Back driver, driver side rear. The correct answer is rear driver side. Y'all are both correct, and y'all both get a point. That's a tough one. Because me and Megan were watching the show the other day, and I was like, "That I'm dude, that's a trivia question." Because like, if you're a true Breaking Bad fan, you're gonna know.
And I've heard that asked in the past. And is that Megan's first time watching it through? Because I think you've talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We've just gotten. She thinks it's really boring so far, but we just got to the part where Gus in the pool scene, and then all that. And she's like, "Okay, that was cool."
When Gus comes in, it picks up. Like, I thought the first season was kind of boring, honestly. Rewatching it, I don't think so. But initially, I was like, "Man, this series is not what it's cracked up to be."
Oh, it's cracked up.
The whole thing all with right. What's his name? Whatever.
Okay. All right. Question number three in movies and shows. In the movie Sandlot, what was the actual name of the dog known as the Beast? What was his real name? The dog, the Beast, in the Sandlot.
Yeah,
what
I'm just
his real name.
I'm just guessing here. I yeah, I don't remember this.
I haven't seen that movie a whole lot, honestly.
One of my favorites. All right, time's up.
I've seen it twice, but I.
In the movie The Sandlot, what was the actual name of the dog known as the Beast? Austin said Baxter. DR said Brutus. Y'all are both wrong. It is Hercules.
Oh my God.
That sounds familiar now. Yeah.
Because at the very end of the movie, he is wearing the shirt that says Hercules when he disappears. Because he passes away. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I watch it every single 4th of July. Like, I love it. That's one of my favorites, man. All right. Question number four. Of movies and shows. What year was the movie The Mask released? What year was the movie The Mask released?
That's one of his best movies, Jim
Carrey. I love it.
I know that Liar Liar, he put that out near that, so it has to be like one of those 2 years.
He was kind of like Adam Sandler was in the late 90s at that time. Like, he kept putting out movie after movie that was just a bomb.
But time is up. Yeah.
The bomb, not a bomb.
No one was more on top of the world of comedy the way he was.
Okay, so time's up. Your answers are written down. Austin, you mentioned it. 19th. Oh, God, Austin, you're way off.
Really?
Okay, so you said Liar Liar. But The Mask, Liar Liar, and Ace Ventura, I think, all came out the same year.
Oh.
DR said 92. Austin said 1999.
It was 97, right?
No, the movie The Mask was released in 1994.
Oh. Yeah, 99 was Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler. I do know that. Because I'm telling you, like, Jim Carrey had control of the early 90s, and Adam Sandler took over the late 90s.
Yeah, he did. He started with, like, The Water Boy and all that stuff.
Before that, it was, like, Chevy Chase.
Billy Madison and stuff like that, but the Waterboy really took off. Okay. Y'all are both tied 2-2 still at this point. Last question of movies and shows. We have four more categories after this. In the movie Shrek, who did the voiceover of Shrek? Who was the voice of Shrek in the movie Shrek? 25 seconds starts now. Time is up. In the movie Shrek, who did the voiceover of Shrek? Show your answers now. Y'all both had the answer of Mike Myers. You both are correct. That's a tricky one because I said that to Megan last night. I was going over some of these and she was like, Austin Powers. I was like, nope, that's not it. That's
well, he hadn't done anything so long. I can see where people could remember.
Yeah, he's disappeared. What happened? Like, is there a reason why he's disappeared?
I think the Love Guru kind of killed his career because
such a dumb movie.
It was awful.
I mean, it did okay. I mean, it wasn't like a.
All right, the next category is a mashup category.
So we went 4-1. Yeah, we both have 4 points.
No, y'all both have 3. Y'all missed. Good math.
Counting to five is hard.
What's our
win loss record, man? Come on, give it to me now.
What's our batting average with our win percentage?
What's my OPS?
Okay.
All right. Do you have me versus left-handed questions?
Can you add my credit score into that as well?
All right, mashup.
Don't forget my social.
Mashup. All right, the first question in mashup is, everyone knows the store Kohl's, right?
No, never heard of it.
Okay, I'm glad you have.
I'm joking.
I bet you get it wrong. Spell Kohl's. 25 seconds starts now.
I was going to say, Austin, you're about to be married. You're about to learn Kohl's.
Oh, I know Kohl's.
Okay. Yeah.
No better than what's his name? Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Where'd he go?
Cousins? Atlanta?
He's Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone says he's like, this man is... Definition of Kohl's cash.
Time is up. Mashup questions. Spell Kohl's. Austin, good lord. Can you move away from the gosh darn? Okay. Kohl's is spelled KOHL'S. Y'all both got it right. That's kind of a tricky one, man.
Yeah, another fun fact for you. When we played Wisconsin, we played in the Kohl's Center, and that's because that's where it was started, Madison, Wisconsin. The guy's last name was Cole.
And you thought Austin didn't know about Kohl's because he wasn't married yet.
No, I know Kohl's. Don't. All right, I probably can look.
Well, he's planning a wedding. He probably knows.
Yeah.
Like I had never been into Kohl's till Starla, so.
I would like go on Black Friday. They got good Black Friday deals. I got like a Tennessee Nike sweatshirt for like $10.
Yeah, look at good stuff.
Usually like 50.
Okay. Next question. Question number 3 in the mashup category. What year was the Ford Mustang introduced? What year was the Ford Mustang introduced? Time starts now.
I'm just taking a shot in the dark. I know the kind of the range, I think.
Yeah. You have to hit it. It's not the closest one. You got to hit it around the money.
Well, just like some people know.
Well,
like aren't like Ford aficionados. I know they exist. unfortunately.
All right, time is up. What year was the Ford Mustang introduced? Know your answers.
Oh, wow.
Y'all are both wrong, but both very close. Austin and DR both said 1966. The Ford Mustang was introduced in 1964.
Well, because you always hear like the most popular like Mustang of people, mm-hmm. like my most, what car I want is, I want a 66 Mustang.
And, yeah, I feel like I've heard that. I feel like subconsciously I heard
that.
Oh,
yeah, you definitely hear that. Right. Definitely hear that. Definitely hear that the most.
Well, that's probably the year they got it right. The man that has that gift for the street started at Kohl's.
Toby T says the man had the gift for the street done and started at Kohl's. Okay.
We'd be swimming in Kohl's cash, man.
I would pay money to go watch Austin shop in Kohl's.
It'd be like a one episode reality show before it gets canceled.
Just like, can I? Does this? They do like those digital little things.
All right. Question number three in mashup. What are the four colors that make up the Google logo? What four colors are in the Google logo? Your time starts now. Time's up. Utensils down. Show your answers. All right, keep them up, okay? Also, don't ever be a weatherman. okay.
Rainy.
The four colors that make up the Google logo are green, blue, yellow, and red. Y'all both got it right. And y'all are still tied at 5-5.
God, this game's as close as Austin when he talks to people at tailgates.
I don't give that much credit.
Oh man.
I just want you to hear all of the great facts I have about things that don't have any answers. You know?
Except like, your computer screen, we are dry, so
You went too far, man. That was too far. unlike my spit range. But what's funny is like someone told me this. Like it's like rude. Say something.
Oh, okay, all right. Olympic spitter. Okay. We love you, Austin. Okay.
I remember one time we were watching some game and some guy like freaked out about a play and his spit hit the TV. And I was like, man, your spit just went all over the TV. And he's like, look who's talking.
I was telling Austin last night, because we were talking about it before we went to the Tyler Childers concert. Ellen DeGeneres did this stand-up comedy routine one time.
He loves Ellen.
But she's talking about, she's like, you know, like when you're talking to somebody and you spit on their face and you know it's there and they know it's there, but I've like, it's like disrespectful to tell them that you just spit on your face and you have to do that weird thing where you both look away so you can wipe it real quick.
Actually, most times like people just say it.
Like it's some form of disrespect that you spit on their face, like you spit on my face. Okay. Fourth question of the mashup category. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint.
Washington?
No, I won't. The White House.
Okay.
The of 7 seconds.
Listen, there's a lot of White Houses, man.
There's only one real White House.
No, you can paint. You can paint them black. You can paint them red. You can paint them blue. You can paint them orange.
Getting a little racist.
Yeah. But the first president to live in the White House was, show your answers. Austin said Lincoln. DR said John Adams. Those are the first two presidents that came to mind when I saw this question. But only one of you is right. And that is DR with John Adams.
Because he was the third president, I believe, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because I almost, and I'm not going to do it because I gave away an answer last week, but I was going to say, think Tennessee related. John Adams is a Tennessee beat writer or journalist, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to, I know it used to be in like Philadelphia, and then they, or the where the president lived, and then they moved to DC. But I'm not that great with that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Last question of the mashup category. In the movie Groundhog's Day, what was Bill Murray's occupation? In the movie Groundhog's Day, what was Bill Murray's occupation?
Do you like that movie, Rainey?
I like it.
I mean, I like. Do you kind of think it's a little overrated? Like, maybe they just hit something nobody else done on a Groundhog Day holiday?
Right. Time is up. Time is up.
Nah, time's up, Austin.
Time up. Yeah,
nah. Unless you're jerking it, you better not be writing.
Toby T said this is an easy one.
It is. It's
show
super
your
easy.
Answers now. Okay, Austin, weatherman. Okay, he was a meteorologist, so yes, both of those are correct. But to go off piggyback off what you just said, Dior, about how like it's overrated and stuff like that, I think Groundhog's Day set up for a whole lot of movies that are modern day now. Like The Butterfly Effect, Happy Death Day, like all this type of movies.
That's true. Vantage Point. Did you ever see Vantage Point?
It's one of those movies.
Happy Death Day is so underrated. That's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
Such a good movie. I loved it.
I've heard of that movie. Dude, what almost killed me this question though, and why I freaked out at the end is because for some reason I heard Groundhog and Bill Murray, and immediately I went to Caddyshack in my head because, you know, the gopher and it made the groundskeeper. Yeah. So I wrote groundskeeper down, and then y'all said something about, like, you said the title, like, a third time. Like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this. If I get beat by one, I'm coming back to 23:30, because I don't think Austin was a little late on that.
Yeah, I think he was, too. Okay. Next.
There's no clock. I don't have a clock to look at.
He said, when you say time's up, that means time's up.
Yeah. There was like a couple of podcasts ago, he's like just sitting there talking. I was like, time's up. He's like, ah!
But I do the same thing. Like when I know my answer, I want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
For some reason, I got the movies mixed up.
Austin, shut up. I'm trying to talk here.
No, I won't. I'll give you another
Kayla,
question.
I mean, Rainey, leave Austin alone.
Okay. Next category is sports, okay? Sports. DR is currently leading 7-6. 7-6, DR is up by one. First question in the sports category is, where in what state is the school Xavier located? In what state is the school Xavier located? Time starts now.
I can tell you the city and state.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to try myself.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shh. If everyone at home.
Five seconds. Time is up. And which state is the school Xavier located? Show your answers now. DR says Pennsylvania. Austin says Ohio. Austin has tied the game at 7. It is located in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
And there's no way I was even close to spelling Pennsylvania right.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're a simple pod.
Xavier's wild, man. They're in the tournament every year, but it's like until a few years ago, I had no idea where Gonzaga and Villanova was.
Yeah, it's Philly and Spokane and Marquette's in Milwaukee.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Big East schools are weird like that because you don't play them in the football. So that's what
throws me off. But they're always good in basketball.
Yeah, it's like a Catholic school thing.
All right, so the score is tied 7-7. The second question in sports category is, what two Canadian cities made their NBA franchise debuts in 1995?
You don't realize how big of an idiot you are until you have to spell something out without R.
Well, I'm in the 20s in all caps, but then I have to draw an E, and E takes E's a little harder to draw when it's all caps, you know? All
right. Time is up. Time is up. So your answers, both of you said Vancouver and Toronto, and both of you are correct. That was an easy one, but I also thought it might have been a tricky one because the Grizzlies move into Memphis.
Yeah. But who else are you going to pick?
Yeah, you're right, but I don't know.
Well, we all remember.
I don't want to make them too Vancouver difficult. Grizzlies, I don't want to make them too difficult, but there's when we get to geography, that's going to be difficult for you guys.
Well, the name makes no sense for Memphis, really. Like, there's no grizzly bears in Memphis, you know?
It should be like Memphis murderers or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Memphis bullet wounds. Memphis domestic assault.
Domestic, Jesus.
Memphis stabbers or something, I don't know.
Memphis.
All right.
Memphis duck and
third question of the sports category. Of the sports category is, in what city is the Waste Management Open played in? The PGA Tour. What city is the Waste Management Open played in? Time starts now.
Oh, no. I don't know why. You know I love my golf.
Dude, that's one of the greatest tournaments of the entire year.
I think I'm mixing this up with a different one.
I couldn't tell you two things about golf.
I love it.
I like playing, but I don't watch it.
Time is up.
I watched the Masters, like, you know, but kind of offhand. But
all right, show your answers. Cleveland, Tennessee. Austin said Memphis, and DR said Cleveland, Tennessee. You're about probably 1,000-something miles away. The Waste Management Open, which is one of the most insane tournaments of the year because people will get insanely hammered and do crazy things in this tournament. It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, my God. When you said get hammered and stuff,
yeah.
I don't know why that clicked in my head, Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But you know. Like, you've seen
it.
Yeah,
I've seen the videos.
Yeah, of the insanity. The insanity.
Go. You just jumped over here. Yeah.
Well, bring your dog into the podcast.
He just like freaked out. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, well, you are his owner, so.
I forgot right. too.
All right. Repost this real quick. Okay. Fourth question of the sports category. Who is the only NFL player to average over 100 yards per game during his NFL career? Who is the only NFL player to average over 100 yards per game during his NFL career? Clock starts now. Seems like DR knew that one real quick. All Wilson's gonna be like, Arian Foster.
Hey, one year though. Arian Foster.
One year.
Have you written down your answer yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Before you get on this, thing. All right, time is up. You tell your story.
Well, one year, Arian Foster and Peyton Manning led in rushing and passing in the NFL. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Was that when Peyton was still with the Colts?
Yeah, it was like 2010.
Oh, see, that's cool. So it's the same division and everything.
Yeah. Very different players, though. Very different personality-wise. Austin Delanares looked like somebody sitting in a chair. Yeah, I do. My bees look the same way, so. Without a bottom, but, you know.
All right. Who is the only player to average over 100 yards per game during an NFL career? So your answer is now. Okay. Okay, DR said O.J. Simpson. Austin said Barry Sanders. Both great answers, but both are wrong. The only player to average over 100 yards per game during his NFL career, Jim Brown.
Really? I thought Barry Sanders, because his career was like shorter than we thought it'd be.
Me too. When you put that, Austin, I was like, I bet he's got it,
dude. Yeah. Barry Sanders was one of the greatest running backs I've ever seen. So, okay. The last question of
it's
the sports category.
Jim Brown's running a bunch of white guys.
The score is still tied 8-8.
Jim
last
Brown
question.
Jack Watt.
I'd go with Jim Brown.
What player made the famous helmet catch in Super Bowl 42? What was the player's name?
Oh, Lord.
Time starts now.
Juwan Jennings. Everybody knows that.
Dang it.
Marquez Callaway.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
Dre Bowles. Dre Bowles.
Dre Bowles. You remember that? He went to Michigan State and never did anything.
I learned on this podcast he went to Michigan State. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought he went to MTSU.
Oh, that was Dealey.
Why is my head saying Evan Engram?
All right.
Like, that's impossible.
Time is up.
I got nothing.
Show your answers now. What player made the famous helmet catch in Super Bowl 42? DR said David Tyree.
It was before me, and I know the play, but I couldn't.
The player is David Tyree.
Shoot.
I will never forget that name.
Dude, it was insane. I remember greatest, where I was at when I saw that.
One of the greatest plays in Super Bowl ever.
Easily.
Ever.
Easily.
Ever, ever, ever.
It's probably the number one play in the history of football, really, if you think about it.
I don't know. There's been some great plays. It's up there, though.
I think it was number one. It was their number one play of all time.
See, to me, number one's always going to be, for me, the Music City Miracle, but he did it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm
a little biased because I was a Titans fan at the time. So,
and that was like his only really catch of his career.
You never heard from him again.
No, you never did.
Yeah, that's the problem with that one. I didn't.
What?
I started watching football in 2008, literally right before that. So it
what was
like,
even a better throw and catch was the one to Mario Manning had right down the sideline from Eli Manning.
Where he
caught it barely, and that was one of the greatest throws I've ever seen, but from a quarterback.
When I saw that name, when you threw up the name DR, I was like, hey, that's it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just a random name.
It's one of those names where it's like you don't know it, then you see it, and you're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you'll definitely remember it when you see it. Okay, next category is geography.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and put me 0-5 on this.
You might get some right. But I did this category because when I was writing out these questions, I was like, it's gonna be close when we get to this part. And someone's gonna get one right and someone's gonna get everyone wrong.
I so like DR, geography, but this could be a disaster. I don't know.
So who DR the US. Ukraine. Got it.
DR is up by one. He is up 9-8. Waiting for DR to come back. There he goes. All right, so DR is up by
Put
all
your head.
Yeah. Stop the count.
Okay, geography. First question, geography. We have two categories left. We have this geography category and one more mashup category.
Oh, we got two more categories? Wow. Feels like we've been going a while.
Yeah. Well, let me go 35, 36 minutes. So.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Geography. Jeez. Question number one. What country has the most lakes? What
Minnesota.
Country has the most lakes? Somehow I think you're being for real.
Land of 10,000 lakes. Best Super Bowl commercial. One of the best. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. This is okay. I'm just gonna...
10 seconds.
That's wrong. What are you going to do?
Time is up. Show your answers now. Which country has the most lakes?
You know, I just thought that. I think DR is right.
What does that say?
Russia.
Russia.
Rush.
Russia.
Russia.
Russy. This says Russy.
That's an A.
All right. DR said United States. Austin said Russy.
Russia.
Y'all are both incorrect. What country has the most lakes? That would be our friends to the north, Canada.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense.
A lot of wasteland. I was trying to think of a country with a lot of unusable land, you know?
That would have been a bad guess by you.
That's why Russia came to mind. It's like a wasteland, basically. But it's a dry wasteland, I guess. Not really.
Question number two in geography. Let me get my timer up to date here.
It makes sense because Minnesota's going north and that. It's known for the lakes. Yeah.
What is the name of the driest continent on Earth? The driest continent on Earth.
So,
time starts now.
We got to be clear. What's different? It's a continent and a country.
Well, countries, you got about 200 of them. Continents, you got about what?
Six?
I don't know.
Six what is
seven.
That one? Hold on.
Seven.
Oh, crap. What is that? What is that?
Five
oh.
He's oh, going to no. put pal. Watch this.
Time's up. Pencil down.
That was Time's fast.
No, wait, 25 seconds. Error. What is the driest continent on Earth? Show your answers. Austin, what the hell is that?
That's
what do you
want? A continent.
ASIC?
Assy.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. DR. DR says
it's Asia. It's Asia.
DR says Antarctica. Austin says Asia. One of you is correct, and that is DR. Antarctica is the driest continent on Earth,
Never
and it
rains.
Makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
What's the score?
DR is up by two.
One more category, I guess. But
DR.
I'm gonna use all caps for you guys because my A's and E's. I actually
DR.
I was in a test one time, and we had to like draw like some timeline thing, and I got a whole letter grade lower because my E's look like A's and A's look like E's.
That checks out.
But I'm like, you know what I'm trying to say here. I'm not like calling some Asia. I mean, come on.
Toby T said, where the hell is Azy?
It's it's in my heart.
LOL.
Asia is
LOL.
Alive. Asia is alive in my heart.
Lord help us. Is your Taekwondo instructor American? No, he's Asia.
It's like Austin broke both his arms and he had to learn to write.
It's like
and he never went another direction. That's how he wrote the rest of his life.
Asia.
Assy. All right, DR is up 10
to 8.
It. 10
Don't
to 8
go
right
in November.
Now.
That's the bad time.
DR is up 10 to 8, and we are on question number 3 in geography.
10 to 80.
10 to 80.
While I'm being fired for political incorrectness, I'm just calling and saying it's from 80.
Oh, 10 to 80. That's pretty good.
I should not.
That's pretty
good. I should not teach my future children how to write. That'll be bad. They're going to run into the same problems.
Anyway. Okay.
Hey, yeah, at least I took care of the sunscreen issue.
No, Caleb will take care
with
of
what? Skin cancer?
No, I don't want them to have the same troubles I did, so I, you know, gonna have them with Asian girl.
Third question of the geography category. Austin, will you shut the hell up?
No. I got Phillies out. Phillies minutes. I'm enjoying this.
All right.
I'm not doing this to win. I'm not winning. Who the hell cares?
Okay. Austin was like, wow, we've been here for a long time. I wonder why, Austin.
Yeah. Austin's like, would you just shut up? I got stuff to do.
Oh my god.
Why do y'all keep rambling?
I fill the hour, man.
Okay. What?
the constant war.
Oh my god.
And Austin's word count.
Golly. I really want to know how many
words. I wonder why it's winning so much. This is why. I just don't shut up.
Yeah, this is literally just watch this episode and wonder why Austin tweets 36,000 times a day.
It's not my fault. I just say I can't help.
Let's put the phone down. All right. Where is the largest? Shut up. Where is the largest airport in the United States located at? Where is the largest airport in the United States located at? Tom starts now. Seconds. Time is up. Where is the largest airport in the United States located?
Been here way too
Show
much.
Show your answers. Austin said Atlanta. DR said Houston, Texas. Y'all are both wrong.
Boston.
The largest airport in the United States is located in Denver.
Oh, really?
Denver.
Are you sure?
Denver. That's what the question said. And I'm pretty sure it is. One of the largest airports in the United States is Denver. So,
I was thinking, I don't know where it is, but I was thinking John F. Kennedy. But
I feel like I always heard Atlanta was the biggest. Maybe it was for like a while, and then that one got built.
Question number four. What is the flattest state in the U.S.? Timer starts now.
Yeah, it has to be.
Time is up. Show your answers now. Austin said Kansas. DR said Wyoming. I was shocked when I read this. And it does make sense if you think about it. Y'all are both wrong. Incorrect, by the way. The flattest state in the U.S. is Florida.
Really?
If you think about it, now that I've mentioned it, there's no hills in Florida. None. It's just flat land everywhere.
I mean, I agree, but a lot of it's under sea level, so
That's probably it. That's what I'm thinking. The flattest. Like it's the lowest, the flattest. I don't know.
I mean, that makes sense.
I had to look it up because I was like, that's not right, but I looked it up and it was right.
I feel like trees should be taken into account and stuff. I don't know.
I was in Mississippi today. I should have guessed Mississippi. It's pretty flat.
That is flat. Oh my god, ugly state.
I was thinking about like.
No offense, I love those people, but
when I go on vacation and stuff to Florida, and I'm like, man, I'm always go like over all these hills. No, they're always bridges.
You're right. So yeah, you don't always go up bridges, mountains, or anything.
Bridges. You don't go.
Oh my god! I remember a guy. I used to watch this guy on YouTube, and he's from Florida, and he did a whole show from the largest hill in Florida, which is basically like, I mean, it's like as high as my bed.
All right,
like a sand dune.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But a lot of those are most of those are like man-made sand.
They're you're
man-made. Most,
I would assume they're all man-made.
Okay, last question in geography. How many countries are in Africa? Closest answer wins. The closest answer wins. How many countries are in Africa?
Closest answer wins.
This is geography.
Usually I make bad questions, man.
This is geography. They're all bad.
We're not smart.
At least it has an answer.
Does it? I still question the airport one. I think the largest airport is in my heart.
You did write down an answer after he said stop.
Time is up.
Well, I'm gonna lose, so. Well, I thought
how many countries
are
in Africa?
That was an easy question.
Oh my god, Austin.
11. DR says 54.
Oh, yeah.
The correct answer is 54. DR is up 11 to 8.
Whoa, really?
Yes, 54 exact. Yeah, I was like, I'm writing that on my resume.
Yeah, I knew this random answer.
You said you were bad at geography.
I am.
You're a liar. Sitting here with the... I hate geography. My daddy beat me with a globe.
Beat you with a globe?
Jesus Christ. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Austin. That's pretty good.
Okay, so real quick to go back to the question, the busiest airports in America are is Atlanta and Dallas, Fort Worth. Largest airport, Denver.
Is Dallas Fort Worth? Is that JFK?
JFK is New York.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Is it? Who cares? Sure. We're talking about airports here. Okay.
LaGuardia and JFK, right?
Where is JFK located? I'll look it up while we're doing this last category.
He's located in a cemetery.
All right. Last category of the five questions.
Too soon, man. Same year as the Mustang was made, apparently, I guess.
Well, that's true. 64.
DR leads 11-8. Last category is the mashup category. Austin, you can still... No, you can't. All right.
Yeah, I can.
I know.
5-5. I'm down 3.
Okay.
So
I know.
I got 5 more questions, right?
I get it.
This is rigged.
Austin
Brown doesn't lose contests.
Austin Brown doesn't know anything.
He quits them. He quits them because they are unfair.
Your dad beat you over the head with a globe. We understand.
Do you remember that?
That was a great joke. I'll give it to Austin. That was a great joke.
Okay. The mashup category. Question number one, Austin, you got to get 3 of these right, and DR has to get none of them correct. Or you got to get all of them correct and win, Austin, or 4. Who won the Ronnie Lott Award in the Big Ten for the most tackles in 2010? This is not hard. Who won?
Clarifying, it's not hard at the end.
Who won the Ronnie Lott Award in the Big Ten for the most tackles in 2010? The Big Ten. Think Big Ten.
I'm thinking Big Ten.
10 seconds.
The guy for the Panthers.
5 seconds.
I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name.
Time is up. Toby T chimes in and says JFK is in New York. Okay.
I don't have anything. I have no idea.
What did you say?
It's that guy for the Panthers, right?
Yeah, it's not the guy for the Panthers. No.
You know, the guy
both of you were
injured in the playoff game against the Cardinals.
You're talking about, like, Luke Kuechly?
Who did he play for preset?
Wisconsin.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Play Matthews? No.
No,
he played USC.
No, he played USC.
Who won the Ronnie Lott Award Trophy in the Big Ten for the most tackles in 2010? Y'all both didn't have answers. The guy for the Panthers is not correct.
Dang it.
The guy that played football.
The answer is J.J. Watt. Not hard, was it?
No, that's pretty.
Why do I never think about him playing at Wisconsin? I don't know, it's weird.
Because Butch,
you think him playing for Bitch Jones?
He's a tight end.
Central Michigan, that's right. With Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Who, Austin,
you best follow on Twitter, by the way.
Am I talking too much?
Oh my gosh.
Dude, he's great.
So holy great. Hell.
I expect Austin to be cracker of the day one day.
I'm waiting, man.
He's lighter than a cracker. I don't know what the hell that is. All right.
Question number two.
Austin, you got to get the rest of these right, and DR has to get all of them wrong for you to win. Question number two in the mashup category. Name all four Ninja Turtles. I'm going to give you 30 seconds on this one. Time starts now.
I'm not spelling these right, okay?
It's fine.
Same.
It's fine.
How much time we got?
You got 21 seconds.
God. Dude, I can't spell for nothing. God bless.
All right. Time is up. Know your answers. Name all four Ninja Turtles. Austin, show your answers.
I'm lying.
No, you're right. What's the last one say, Austin?
Da Vinci. I know that's wrong. It's based on artists. So I know that.
Okay. DR said Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, Leonardo. DR got you on the last one with the Donatello.
See, I knew the duh. The artist. And I was like,
Leonardo's one I struggled with.
Do you remember the Rap Battles of History thing? And they had a Ninja Turtles one, and I kept trying to. Like when they announced the names at the start, and I had that in my head, and I was got everyone with the last one, and I remember duh. And I thought Da Vinci, it's artists, but yeah.
All right, so Austin has officially lost, but we're gonna do the last three questions here just for everyone to listen to. All right, in the opening to That 70s Show.
Oh.
Who yells, "I love Wisconsin"?
Oh.
I love Wisconsin! Who yells that?
Harry.
Which character of the show?
Be careful with That 70s Show question.
It's 15 seconds. Time is up. Austin says Kelso. DR says Ashton Kutcher. Same person. In the opening of that 70s show, who yells, "I love Wisconsin"? Doesn't matter because you're both wrong. It's Hyde, actually.
Really?
Hyde yells it. Yep.
Huh. Okay.
It sounds like Hyde.
It does sound like him.
It's Hyde. It's Hyde. Hmm. Yep. Because someone told me that a long time ago, and I was randomly looking through my room today trying to find another trivia question. I looked down at That 70s Show. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Hyde is what you said.
We got to go on something someone told you?
I love Wisconsin.
Sounds like. I've been told a lot of things before.
All right. Score is still 12 to 8. Austin, you can make it respectable by getting the next two questions.
What's my reward for respectable?
What month and day did the Titanic sink? What was the month and day? Time starts now.
I don't know. When did Jeremy Pruitt take over?
I know the day, but I can't remember the month.
I'm just guessing winter. But,
You just gotta write down winter.
Winter of the.
It was cold.
That day in winter.
It was chilly. It was mighty chilly.
Time is up. Show your answers. Austin said February the 7th, 2021.
Oh, 1927.
I thought he meant 2027. I'm like,
oh, it looks like 2-7-21.
It does, yeah.
What in the world? Okay, so what is your answer, Austin?
It's a short top to the 7, my bad.
19 what?
27.
Okay.
I just guessed someone.
DR says March the 12th. You guys are both wrong. It is April the 15th. That's when it officially sunk.
Really?
April the 15th, yeah.
I thought it was like, I guess it can be freezing cold, yeah, in April.
Yep. DR still leaves 12 to 8. Last question. I made this one up as we were just doing this category because I could not think of one. And it was just one that popped in my head because I looked down and saw my Bible. Bible trivia. What is the shortest verse of the Bible? What does it say? The shortest verse in the whole Bible, what does it say?
Who's going to hell?
All right.
Austin all right. Cut.
Time is up. Show your answers.
Oh, Lord.
Austin says he is risen. And he's DR right. says Jesus wept. DR is correct.
Yeah.
DR is correct. It is Jesus wept.
I remember that. I have a minor in Bible.
I grew up a preacher's kid.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know that. My whole family was ministry.
DR wins 12 to 8. Man, that's fun. I love doing this crap.
I freaking love it. I love this. I love it. It is fun.
It's so much fun. Man, so, DR, you're the question guy next 2 weeks from now. Man, maybe we should do these more often. I don't know. They're fun.
Yeah, well, I got another podcast that I hate doing, so I got to do that one on Wednesdays too now.
Yeah,
so.
Same. It sucks.
Forgot. I'm not allowed to.
It's like hanging out at a.
Yelled at by like Leland.
It's like hanging out at a parade in June.
Yo, you know, my birthday is technically like my birthday is June 1st.
And oh, there
national,
you go.
National, yeah.
You get your birthday and your pride.
That's your. Yeah, dude. No, no, I'm real, dude. I love.
At least I don't think Eli Drinkwitz is a good coach.
Well, you know, he's greatest coach.
He did beat Tennessee.
What's Joe Milton?
Yeah, dude, you know what?
Joe Milton, strongest quarterback arm in the history of football.
You know what's funny, DR? Is Austin was like, "We're not losing him." I'm like, "Dude, we're gonna get killed by him." And because I was trolling Austin, like he's the greatest coach and one of the greatest coaches. I was like, "We're gonna get killed by him," and then we actually did get killed by him, and it made Austin so freaking mad.
because we had the biggest dipshit at quarterback. But yeah, it is funny.
Really shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have been starting. That's just how I might. I mean,
well, you know,
I don't want to make him the enemy because he shouldn't have been starting.
He is the enemy. Our sheep fans said he was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, definitely sheep.
I wanted to believe he was actually going to be good.
You know what's wild about
I trust Heupel, which you figured out to go 8-4.
You know what's crazy about our fan base is the.
You can throw them an orange mile.
No, I don't understand how people cannot see something and like that's not good.
Because of who they play for or work for. Stupid. Like people didn't want Kelly Harper fired. They didn't want Jeremy Pruitt fired. They thought Joe Milton was black Peyton Manning. I don't get it. Why can't you have a subjective opinion? It pisses me the hell off.
I know people are like you're so negative. I'm like no, it's the truth.
It's the truth. Yeah.
Are you watching the same game I am? Like
yeah.
It blows me away.
Like, you want to? My whole thing last year was like, I wanted to believe Joe Milton maybe could have been actually good because Heupel wanted to start him. Because Heupel's
out. I was out on
the
beginning.
If I'm watching my team, and I'm like, okay, if this player is on the other team, what am I thinking about this guy? He sucks.
See, that's my whole thing. Like, people call me negative. No, I love my program so much. I want them to do good. And we had a quarterback that held us back all year. I put Gaston Moore's ass in. We go 8-4.
What's the What's like the worst quarterback to start for one of our rivals, one of our big rivals, for multiple years? Felipe Franks.
No, the guy right before him for Florida. What was his name?
Will Greer.
Will Greer.
No, black kid. What was his name? He came in. Oh God.
He's number five. Ran all over us.
Yeah, he killed us.
He sucked. He was terrible. Too.
Is that the guy that put in when we were up 9-0 and then they just scored?
Yeah, he's worst quarterback I've seen beat us.
Oh, God. If you put a mobile quarterback against us, we're screwed.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. So. Just... But yeah. Yeah, no, that does get on my nerves as we sign off here. Like, it's just like. I just, like, the whole Kelly Harper thing. It's like, you got to give her more time. No, can you open your eyeballs?
For what?
She sucks. Like, she's not good.
Next time I get to make the questions, I'm gonna make the most annoying questions ever. I'm just gonna go all in.
That doesn't sound like something you do.
I didn't think my questions were annoying at all. I thought they were normal questions.
You did school questions.
I mean,
you did them high school knowledge questions.
I mean,
Jared screwed here.
I mean, DR got 13 out of the 25. That's pretty good.
I hated geography. That was my only beef. It was fine. It was fine.
Emory Jones? Is that what you're talking about? No, that's
Emory Jones.
Emory Jones.
No.
That's not him.
No, that's not it. He was a big recruit for them. I'm trying to look it up.
Emory Jones was like a really highly touted recruit. He sucked.
Jeff Driskel. God, they had some bad quarterbacks.
Who was it?
Actually, he ended up being okay. The one good quarterback they had, they'd kick him off.
We're all going to know his name when we hear it.
It starts with like a T. It's like a Theo.
Tavarius?
Yeah, it's like.
Hold on, I'm Trent, almost there.
Trent.
Did you say Trump? This is also one of my favorite songs in high school, dude.
Me too.
Dude, I fucking love it.
Trey Burton. No.
No, that's not it.
No.
Trey Burton. That was. No, I think Burton's the.
I can't think of who it is.
I'm on my phone right now, so I can't really help.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, we'll do it again soon. I freaking love it. So, DR, you have the questions next. So
I'll get them.
All right, you have 2 weeks to prepare.
No.
See you guys.
Yeah.